Well, congratulations to Central Michigan. I thought they were really ready to play tonight. They're very well-prepared, fresh. They've been off for 2 weeks, and they're a good team. I thought their guards just dominated the game. Their three guards, Fowler, Simmons, and Rayson. I thought those three kids dominated the game. Anytime we tried to make a little push, we cut it to three there, 46-43, had a wide open three that would have tied it. Didn't go down, and then, you know, I think they scored on, most of their possessions the rest of the game. So I thought they played very well. You know, that being said, I thought our effort was not up to standard tonight, which I take very personally, because I'm okay with wins and losses, but something that's unacceptable is not fighting. And, you know, again, you know, the way we started the game was very sluggish. Very sluggish. And I can't explain it. I really, if I had an answer for it, I would tell you guys. You know, we tried some different things. They really hurt us with their dribble penetration. And then the problem is you get down and, you know, you want to kind of compact it a little bit, but you're down and they're using clock and scoring late clock. So, you know, they played a really good game. And I thought every time we tried to put a little pressure on them, they stepped up with big shots and got a great win. So we have to play a lot better. It's a long season, and you know, this was not one of our better nights. So I'm open for questions.
Is there anything positive you can take out of this today?
Personally, I don't take anything positive out of this game. I from our perspective, I thought our energy was bad. You know, I thought we were out everything. You know, and that's a cliche. I'm not gonna look. We were out everything tonight. They played harder. You know, they fought more. They were more prepared. They were more disciplined. You know, they made shots when they had when they drove in and kicked. They made shots. When we did that, we didn't. So, you know, that was. We have to play a lot better on both ends, and our defense was, you know, which for the most part has been pretty good, especially having a lot of young guys. Our defense was not there tonight. You give up 80 points, and you know, when they shoot almost 60% from the field. But when you let a team on the road come out and shoot 70% the first 10 minutes, they get confidence. They get confidence, and that's what our guys don't quite understand about the start of games. You know, it's been a theme, especially here, you know, where teams, they get out 12-2, 20-2, whatever the team, you know, 13-8, whatever it was, but it was just the way they got confidence. They were playing well, and they knew they were, we didn't give them any resistance to start the game. And that's got to change. That's got to change for us to be successful with what we have coming up.
More than anything, do you particularly have expectations on the defensive end of the floor? Because in the past, it seems like teams really get frustrated when they play either offensively.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't the case tonight. I mean, there's no question. And, you know, we're not the defensive team right now that we were last year. You know, a lot of that had to do with we had older guys last year that really bought into that end of the floor. And, you know, although our guys are working hard and they're trying, you know, I don't think we've had a full investment. And part of that is a lot of the guys, they just don't know. You know, they're young. And that's where the guys who do know, have to set the tone. And then those other guys have to respond. The guys who do know have to set the tone. And then the younger guys have to respond to it. And we just, we did not have that at all tonight.
When you're playing a versatile big guy that can go inside out, like you were tonight, and same thing kind of happened against Tuttle mm-hmm. for NIU, what kind of strain does that put on your defense when Olav is really your only rim protector gets pulled out?
Well, the other thing too is what happens is if you can't guard the dribble, then he has to help. So that's even more of a problem. I thought that was the biggest problem tonight. You know, Alex was always having to help because we couldn't keep the ball in front of us. I mean, those three guards got wherever they wanted to go on the floor the whole night, I thought. And So then it relies on your help, and then a team that shoots it that well, especially with their bigs, it puts a lot of strain on Alex. And but yeah, I mean that's a tougher matchup for Alex. You know, he's usually plays better against more, you know, conventional low post guys. And we have to keep working on it because people, I mean, coaches are smart. I mean, they watch film and they study just like we do for ways to try to hurt teams. And that's an area we have to guard the dribble much better. And we have to be able to defend those pick and rolls a lot better than we have.
You guys got some pretty good looks at some shots, but not a whole lot of easy baskets. Is that a lack of patience? Execution.
You know, really, I mean, I'd have to look at the tape, Fred, but I thought we were getting pretty much driving right to, I mean, I thought we were driving them. I thought we were getting open looks, and we just weren't finishing. I mean, I thought Alex had a couple early. Brian had a couple at the basket. I thought Skelly had one right at the basket. I thought Trey had numerous good looks tonight. I really didn't think Trey forced a lot of bad ones, maybe a couple. But of his 17 shots, I mean, I'd have to look at the film, but I thought he got a lot of open looks. And sometimes, I mean, you hear coaches say it all the time. It's a make and miss list. I mean, it's 46-43 with all that going on. It's 46-43, and Vic Law's got a wide open three right in front of our bench to tie the game. He misses it. They score about 8 straight or whatever it was, and we can never get back in the game.
Looked like a lot of layups out there, and you mentioned having trouble guarding the dribble. What do you think was the main cause for that?
I think some of it's discipline, you know. I think and just we have to get better at it. It's a weakness of ours. It's a weakness of ours. It has been a weakness of ours. We've tried to work on it, and the guys have to have a sense of urgency to know that it's a weakness and want to change it. You know, that's the one thing we did last year. We had a lot of weaknesses, and we found a way to concentrate on the things we did well, and so we became a pretty good team that fought. And that's what we're gonna have to do with this team. And you know, it's my job to figure that out, because there's no question. It's, I think some of it is technique, some of it is lack of foot speed, you know, some of it is just strength. You know, you had a number of times where you just saw kind of an older guy, when a guy was in front of him, kind of just give a guy a little bump and just kind of overpower him in the paint. So I think it's a lot of different things. And I think above all, it's mindset. I think if you want to do, you know, defense is something, if you want to do it well, you can do it well. You just got to want to do it. And hopefully with a night like tonight, we will learn that we're going to have to want to do it if we want to have any kind of success out there.
Chris, it seemed earlier you were conscious of the three-point shot you're going to have above the arc. Is that part of the problem, of the breakdown?
They put a lot of pressure on me. Give them credit. I mean, they got three really good guards that beat you off the dribble, and they're one of the nation's leading teams in shooting threes. So they put a lot of pressure on you, you know, and you have to be really locked in. You got to keep the ball in front. You got to help and recover. You got to late close the shooters. And, you know, I don't think we did any of those things. We didn't guard the ball well. You know, obviously they get 10 threes, and they got to the line a lot. So, I mean, I didn't think really we didn't guard them well in any of the phases that we tried to. But part of that is that they're good. I mean, they're a good team. I mean, they're going to win a lot of games. They're 7-1. They're going to win a lot of games. They drive you. They kick, and they got a lot of shooters. And you have to be really locked in defensively to guard them. And we were not that tonight.
It's obviously out of your control, but does the bench miss Trey somewhat?
Yeah, I mean, well, we missed Rashawn. I mean, you got a guy who's been an established, really good player at this level. That's a fifth-year guy, and. You know, so when you don't have him, you know, then now you have to make Trey, you know, Trey needs to start, and then you lose some of that pop you would get with him off the bench. So it kind of triggers a lot of different things. But it is what it is. I mean, everyone has injuries. You have to deal with them. And you got to find a way. Like, I try to pride myself with teams that I'm on is, like, let's find a way to win with what we have. And it's going to take a mindset of guys to want to do that. And we'll see if we have that. I can't answer that question right now. Our guys are going to have to respond.
Vic Law had a couple of big shots. I think his offense is starting to kind of catch up with where he is defensively at this point.
Yeah, I mean, Vic's a talented player. And, you know, he's he's going to continue to evolve offensively, and you know, we need his energy. You know, we need, he's our most explosive athlete. You know, we need him to start a game with energy and kind of so we can feed off of him. And he's a young player. Look, I mean, it's not about, I mean, but he's getting better. He's getting better. He's working. But this is a collective effort by all of us to learn from tonight. That's what this is about. You know, it's sometimes you get smacked with these lessons, and you got to get to work, and you got to try to get better. All right? Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Sandre, one thing. Sandre won't be next.